This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Definitely want to check out Mason Crosby tomorrow, get his thoughts, as he was off today, on Brandon McManus signing with the Green Bay Packers. You're talking about the all-time leading scorer in Packers history, Super Bowl champion Mason Crosby. Again, weekday mornings, like you just heard, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on 1250 a.m. and 105.7 FM, The Fan. As we broadcast from the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, joined now by Mike Evans from 104.3 The Fan in Denver. Follow him on Twitter at MikeEvans1043. Mike, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sure, anytime. Thank you.
Okay, I guess first things first, obviously, you know, you weren't a part of this whole last year Jacksonville thing where these allegations came from, but you had him for the rest of his career out there in Denver. I first want to know about the dude himself and what that's all about and your thoughts on him as far as interactions with him, interactions with the media, and so forth.
Great. Absolutely. Great dude. Awesome dude. Almost too good of a dude. And let me explain that, because he was very popular. He was very good with the media, very active on social media, interacting with fans. So fans liked him. Media liked him, and he was a very successful kicker here, so there was really no issue, right? Well, the problem is when Sean Payton got here, I think Sean looked at it as, I'd like my kicker to be a little bit more seen and not heard, maybe not even seen. And so here was McManus, who was always a very outgoing type, much more than you'd usually expect from a kicker. So much so that even like during training camp, for example, he would, when they would be scrimmaging and, you know, they'd have the officials come out to call, throw flags, all that kind of thing, he'd go back into the locker room, get dressed up in referee uniform, come back out, and he would be, you know, blowing the whistle and tossing flags. Right? Everyone liked it, right? It's a good thing. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
What's wrong with it? It's fun. But, you know, then you get an old-school coach like Sean Payton comes in, and I think he took one look at Brandon McManus and said, yeah, you're a little bit too outgoing for my taste as a kicker. So, plus I can bring in Will Lutz, who was my, you know, personal whoopee kicker in New Orleans, and we'll end this relationship right here.
Unbelievable. So the only reason he's not there is essentially Sean. There wasn't anything, because again, you know, as an outsider looking in here in Milwaukee, we're like, maybe this just isn't a good dude. I mean, the allegations going against him, Denver got rid of him right away. He gets in trouble there, apparently. Like, maybe this just isn't a good dude that they're bringing into Green Bay. I hear you talk, and now I'm more happy than I was before, because I'll tell you this, watching a rookie kicker last year not be good, watching a rookie kicker again this year that the Titans cut not be good and miss kicks in almost every game but one, when I saw McManus become available and NFL security clear him, I was like, I'm in, sign him now. They did, but there's a lot of people still freaking out about the allegations and so forth.
Well, I can't speak to those.
Correct, right.
The fact that he's been cleared to me is good enough. You know, if the league decides that you could play, well, then, you know, it's fine. It's professional sports. We're not, you know, running a you know, a charity, a boys club here. And so if you're cleared by the NFL, come kick for me. And he's a good kicker. I mean, really, you're getting a good kicker. You're getting a Super Bowl champion. You're getting a guy who has kicked in some of the biggest games possible.
So, and weather. No,
you're getting a good kicker.
And weather. And weather, like he's going to have in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Snow and stuff's not going to bother him.
No. This guy can handle kicking in all elements. He was a trusted kicker. Let me tell you this. When Sean Payton came in here, he kind of came in with a little bit of a heavy-handed approach. And I'll tell you how popular Brandon McManus was. That, you know, when he was cut, when he was let go, there was a lot of people were just waiting. I mean, the moment Will Lutz missed his first kick, it was like, well, Brandon McManus wouldn't have missed that. Mm-hmm. And then when McManus went to Jacksonville, we were literally sort of keeping an eye on him to see what he was doing versus what Lutz was doing, you know, just in case we were going to quickly pounce on Sean for getting rid of the wrong guy. So, no, there was no sense. There was no, hey, thank God, we got to get rid of Brandon McManus. No, there was none of that. Now, Will Lutz has gone on to be a very good kicker for the Broncos, so that's kind of made people forget about McManus. But I'm telling you what, had Lutz had any kind of real bumpy patch, people would have been losing their minds because that's how much McManus was liked and respected.
And he kicked well in Jacksonville last year, too. We were looking at his numbers. Mike, thanks so much for coming on. I just wanted to get a quick check in and a background check from you because I know you're a straight shooter and you'll tell it like it is. So I appreciate you giving us a couple minutes.
Yeah, you guys got a good one. You're going to like him.
Appreciate it. There he is, Mike Evans, 104.3, the Fan in Denver. Follow him on Twitter at MikeEvans104.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.